Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Travel Show, or should I say Aloha Hawaii no ka oi. I'm Larry Gelwix, the getaway guru, and I am in Maui, Hawaii today. John Potter, the Disney dog, is back in studio in Salt Lake, and we have a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking about a free airline ticket promotion, a free $100 to spend. And how about this, John? Disney raises their prices again. Are they now pricing themselves out of the market? We've got 75,000 free Delta frequent flyer Sky Miles will be headed to the British Isles. And which is it? Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, or Cabo? All this and more on today's travel show. Well, as I mentioned, I'm your humble host, a characteristic I've never been accused of. Larry Gelwix, the getaway guru. And John, aloha and welcome to Travel Show.
I say hello here in Salt Lake City.
That's right. So we're, of course, based here in Salt Lake City, but we broadcast throughout the Intermountain West, Texas, and Florida with a large and wonderful listening audience. Thanks so much for joining us and spending your weekend with us here on the Travel Show. Well, as I mentioned, today I am in Maui in Wailea, which is in the southeast corner of the island.
And aren't you at my favorite hotel, the Grand Wailea?
The Grand Wailea.
Oh, love that place.
It is a beautiful hotel, a Waldorf Astoria property, and it's got a great beach here. We'll be talking a lot about Maui, and John, Hawaii is still a bargain. Even though people are going back in record numbers now, there are some new CDC travel requirements that we'll be learning about today. Now, here is one thing. You know, you really are the best part of the show. Your questions, comments, your experiences, and your recommendations. But when we do a remote like this with me in one location and John back home, and that seems to be the way it always goes, me somewhere around the world and John back home.
We need to talk about this, Larry.
Yeah, we can talk about it. Nothing's going to change. Your job, you have two assignments, John, two things that really should consume your life. One is to work so that I can travel.
Mm-hmm.
The second is not easy, is to make me look good.
Yeah, that one is the most difficult.
So, listen, we talked last Saturday. You remember we had Lisa Presley, special accounts manager for Norwegian Cruise Line.
Yes.
Right here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely lady. And they threw out an exclusive Morris Columbus travel promotion for any new Norwegian Cruise Line bookings. By the way, I really do like NCL. They're the whole approach, dine at any time. They have the youngest fleet of ships. And you don't want to be out there with Tugboat Annie on some rust bucket.
Yes.
The youngest and newest fleet of ships of any major cruise line. Well, in addition to the free airline ticket, yes, Norwegian Cruise Line has a promotion where the second person using the NCL Air, and it's not jacked up to pay for the second. In fact, John, the prices are, in the ones that I've looked at, are either equal to or in most cases lower than if I just called American, United, Delta, or somebody to buy a ticket.
That's true. They are very competitively priced. And where the second person flies free, you're not going to find that with anybody else.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at Caribbean Cruise. It's going to be very popular this winter.
Oh, yes.
And let me use Salt Lake City as an example, because that's where we broadcast from. We have listeners all across the country. There'll be similar savings out of your home city, but we can't mention 50 different cities here on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll use Salt Lake City. I want to go on a Caribbean cruise. I find a really good NCL cruise. I personally like the Eastern Caribbean. Mm-hmm. You know, about 3 days at sea, three different ports. And I'm looking at buying them all separately. Now, what I'm seeing on cruise weekend where the airlines just jack up the prices because they know that, 25,000 people are coming and going to South Florida just for the cruises, mm-hmm. and they got to buy an airline ticket. Typically, what does it cost on cruise weekend out of Salt Lake City down to Miami or Lauderdale?
Usually somewhere between $400 to $600 a person.
So if I get my good rate, discounted rate on NCL from Morris Columbus Travel, and I now need to fly there, what's NCL going to charge me?
$249.
Is that one way?
Round trip.
Round trip.
For the first, third, fourth, or fifth guest sharing the same cabin. Second person, free.
So if it's you and a traveling companion, the first person pays $249. The mm-hmm. second person goes free. That's kind of what I call an effective rate mm-hmm. of $125 per person round trip, Salt Lake to Fort Lauderdale or Miami.
Yes, and also Port Canaveral for Orlando for Port Canaveral or into New Orleans for the cruises out of New Orleans.
Oh, that's on the new Prima ship.
That's out of Galveston.
I'm sorry.
Next year,
yes,
yeah,
that's
2023.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
So they have the free airline ticket, and part of this special promotion is that exclusive to Morris Columbus Travel to celebrate the merger of Morris Murdoch and Columbus Travel. They offered $100 free money to spend on board, but you had to book that by yesterday.
Yes.
Now, we got a note, they've extended it to Tuesday, November the 2nd. All you have to do is book a new cruise, Norwegian Cruise Line, with any Morris Columbus Travel Office. You'll get the free air. You'll get the free at sea, which I want you to explain to me. And you're going to get free $100 onboard credit per stateroom to spend on board. Now, I've got the free airline, the free $100. It doesn't stop there.
No. You get free open bar. You get free specialty dining. You get $50 per port shore excursion credit. You get 250 minutes of Wi-Fi. And on select cruises, kids sail free. And everybody is somebody's kid, so it does not matter the age. The third, fourth, or fifth person sharing the cabin will be free, pay taxes only.
You know, it's a very interesting promotion, John. They call it kids sail free, but if mm-hmm. you read the rules, no family connection is required.
Right.
It's really the third, fourth, or fifth person sharing that particular cabin. Free airfare, free all sorts of stuff that John mentioned, free $100 to spend on board. You got to make your new NCL cruise reservation with Morris and Columbus Travel. Well, we'll talk about this again. It's the richest promotion I've ever seen in my 40 years in the travel business. Well, I mentioned that I am in Maui. It's beautiful over here. I know you've had some crazy weather back in Salt Lake earlier this week. But, it's every day. It's I arrived here Wednesday. It's mid 80s. 85, 86, 87, and mm-hmm. it really gets bone-chilling at night down to about 70, 71 degrees.
Yes, I feel for you.
Thank you very much. Do you know, we always say aloha, and the word aloha is a Hawaiian word, mm-hmm. and it means love, affection, peace, compassion, and mercy, and it's used as a simple greeting, but to Hawaiians, to the indigenous Hawaiians, it has a very deep cultural and spiritual significance. It is almost a term that's used to define a force that holds them together. Now, in the Polynesian languages, there are words that we don't have in English. Mm-hmm. For example, I've spent a lot of time in Samoa, and there's two words for spirit in Samoan. One is anganga. Now, that has a religious connotation. People would call it the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. It very clearly has a reference to a religious basis, anganga. But there's another word for which we have no equivalent in English called mana. And that's kind of what aloha means. The mana is a spirit, a force that binds them together. Wherever they are in the world, the islands reach out to them. And haven't you noticed that with your Polynesian friends? Wherever they are, there is a tie. There is a calling back to the islands.
Absolutely. And they're always happy. Always. I've never seen an angry one.
Yeah. Well, I have.
I don't play rugby, Larry, so that could be the reason.
When I was playing competitive rugby, I saw some very angry Polynesians. In fact, that's where I learned to run fast. I was literally running for my life to escape the tackle of the Samoans and the Tongans and the Fijians. At least the Fijians did it with a smile. But, you know, that's what aloha is. There's an aloha spirit, a force that draws the natives and us back to the islands. Well, listen, we got so much here today on the Travel Show. We're going to be hearing from John the Disney Dog himself with a Disney update. And what is your ideal cruise length? All that and more here on the Travel Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru. Joined by the Disney dog himself, John Potter. Although today, John, you're not wearing your Pluto hat.
I'm not.
Why?
Of course, you wouldn't know that because you're not here, but that's for the expo.
I know, because you never wear it except at the expo, so I made the assumption.
Yeah.
I say aloha. I'm here on the island of Maui. It's a beautiful day here at Wailea Beach. Yes, I will be perfecting that golden bronze tan on this sculptured physique of mine. Nobody's buying that. Okay.
You're going to come back bright red.
Or it's, there he is. There she blows. You know, it was so embarrassing. I arrived here Wednesday. So I'm out on the beach yesterday. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Wailea Beach, you know Wailea Beach.
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful.
Love
here.
It.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I fell asleep. I wake up and the Greenpeace workers are dumping buckets of water on me, trying to push me back into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It was embarrassing.
It was not successful.
Yeah, I can't wear black bathing suits anymore.
Yeah.
Today's travel show is brought to you by our good sponsor, Morris Columbus Travel, which is the result of a recent merger between Morris Murdoch Travel and Columbus Travel, two very familiar names locally and across the nation. And at Morris Columbus Travel, you always travel more and pay less. John, I know I've asked you this question before. Where is your favorite destination? Well, that's a slam dunker. Anything Disney. Mm-hmm. What's going on in the world of Disney?
Well, Disneyland in California finally has the monorail up and going now.
It really?
It closed down for the pandemic.
That's so fun.
So it started operating October 15th, so just a couple of weeks ago. And happy it's going. It started service in 1959. And so it's back in service, taking people from the downtown Disney area into the park or vice versa and connecting into the Disney hotels. So that is up and going. The Magic Key, that is their new version of the Magic or of the annual pass, the top tier that has unlimited
anytime
blackout dates. Yeah, no blackout dates, is sold out. They have sold all of them. So as we say here before, you snooze, you lose, and I hate to admit it, I'm one of those snoozers. I snoozed, and I'm out. So I, for the first time in years, I will not have an annual pass to Disneyland. I do Disney World, but not Disneyland now.
You know, Disneyland California was opened, I believe, in 1955.
Yes, June 17th. July 17th, excuse me.
You know what time of day? Of course you do. My first visit there, I grew up in San Francisco. We drove down 1958, and I was looking at some photos just the other day. I'm 8 years old, standing with Goofy, and the pirate ship over there in Adventureland was going, but there was no monorail. That came later. There's something different about Disney as opposed to Six Flags or any of the other theme parks, Dolly Park or any of these. What is it about Disneyland that draws us in?
I think it's the whole, nobody can treat guests like Disney. They call them guests. They are not customers. They are guests, and they treat you like their guest. The characters have a major draw to them. And, of course, there's a different feeling at Disneyland versus Disney World, and I think it's because Walt walked through Disneyland, was in Disneyland, was inspiring there. He was passed away before they opened Disney World.
You know, I think part of it, too, is it conjures up memories and emotions and feelings of our childhood.
Oh, yes.
And that's warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of things happening at Disneyland. I do wonder, are they pricing themselves out of the market?
No.
Yeah. They'll always be. I mean, they've gotten expensive.
Oh, they have, yes. And you look at what they're doing, too. They've added new attractions, new parks, for instance, Star Wars, Marvel Campus, Cars Land. They keep adding more things, and, of course, the price goes up. So I'm afraid there might be pricing out some people, but there's still people that are going to pay to go.
That's right. Now, we were talking last segment about cruise and this incredible Norwegian Cruise Line promotion that expires this Tuesday, November the 2nd.
Right.
So we talk about cruising, John. For you, what is the ideal length? If you could pick any length, regardless of where you're sailing, how long would you be on a cruise ship?
10 to 15 days.
Yeah, that's what it is for me also. I've been on some two-week cruises and 10-day cruises, and I really, really like them over the 7 days. 7 days, I'm kind of getting my sea legs and comfortable about the third or fourth day. And then they're talking about disembarkation in a couple of days. Well, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, the ship Serenade of the Seas, which you know very well.
I do, and you're going to know it very well as well.
Indeed, I am. The Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, they just announced a new sailing. 270 days.
Mm-hmm.
9 months. 9 months, sailing December of 2023, and 9 months later, you come back to Miami.
And 300 pounds heavier.
That's right. You go on as a passenger, come off as cargo. Now, it's a very interesting itinerary. It goes everywhere. 150 ports of call. And 57 of them Royal Caribbean has never sent a ship to.
Yes.
It'll be new for them. So from Miami, it's a great itinerary. You do the Caribbean, South America, Antarctica.
Yes.
Then you'll move into the South Pacific and Polynesia, New Zealand and the islands, Australia, up to Southeast Asia, through Indonesia, Thailand, all of Southeast Asia. But you keep going north, China and Japan. You make your way back to the Indian Ocean to India through the Suez Canal, the Holy Land, Egypt, the Mediterranean, all the ports of the Mediterranean, Europe, catch this, Iceland and Greenland, Canada, east coast of the United States, and back to Miami. Now, that if you really want to see the world, you can do it. Rates start at only $61,000. That's an inside cabin. I do not recommend a nine-month cruise in an inside cabin.
No.
And it goes up to $112,000. That is per person. Very interesting. In January of 2021, Oceania Cruises had a Around the World in 180 Days for 2023 sold out in one day.
Yes.
And in the Regent Seven Seas this past year offered a 132-day world cruise. It sold out in 3 hours.
They are popular.
There are people that are ready to go. Well, we've got lots more here on The Travel Show when we come back with Maui Highlights. Aloha, Hawaii no ka oi, Maui no ka oi. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, coming to you from Maui. Yes, I'm in Maui today, and John's back in the studio in Salt Lake City, where he belongs. And our Argentinian gaucho, Carlos Fita, is in the Galapagos Islands. Yes, with a group of Travel Show listeners visiting Ecuador, one of my favorite countries in South America. And the Galapagos Islands. He does several of these a year, John, doesn't he?
He does, yes.
There's something about the Galapagos that is almost mystical. I've been there. I've enjoyed my travels there. The animals have never learned to fear humans. Mm-hmm. They come right up to you. A bird will land and right at your feet, literally on your feet, looking at you. I've told the story when I went swimming in this sheltered cove. A baby seal followed me wherever I go. I was making sure that he didn't want a nurse or anything like that. That could have been troublesome.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's a beautiful day in Maui today. And because we're on a split remote, unfortunately, we cannot take your calls today, and you really are the best part of the show. I'll be back in studio next Saturday, and what's up with this, John, Halloween tomorrow?
Yes.
Where did the month of October go?
Now, are you going to go trick-or-treating around the Grand Wailea?
I am. I've already got my costume. It's a grass skirt with a coconut shell top.
Oh, I feel bad. I'm not going to be there to see that.
That's right. What are you going to be for, Goofy?
I'm going to be a travel agent.
That is goofy.
That's pretty scary.
That's pretty scary there. Well, we talked about Maui. You know, Maui is the second largest island in the Hawaiian chain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you think of Hawaii, what islands come to mind?
Well, Oahu, of course.
Oahu, Maui, Kauai, the big island. Interestingly, there are 152 islands and atolls in the Hawaiian chain.
Mm-hmm.
It stretches over 1,500 miles. If you just look at, I won't say cumulative landmass, but the how big it is, only Alaska is bigger
mm-hmm.
than Hawaii. But there's 8 main islands. Let's name them.
Which, okay.
You said Oahu.
Oahu. Kauai.
Kauai.
Niihau.
You got that one. Niihau, uh-huh. The private forbidden island.
I've seen it from a distance.
Yep.
We've got Molokai.
Molokai.
Lanai.
Lanai. How about where I am?
Maui.
You haven't mentioned Maui. Yeah. There's two
big
more.
Island.
The big island. One more. It was a bombing range for the Navy during World War II. Kaholawe.
That's the one I always have a time with.
You know what's interesting? There are 14 climate zones in the world,
mm-hmm.
10 of which you find in Hawaii. One of the most interesting is on Mauna Kea on the Big Island. It
yes.
gets snow in the wintertime.
I've been there and saw the snow-capped mountain.
Yeah, and what you can do, you can actually ski in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no chairlift. There's no lodge. You hike up the mountain, and it's kind of icy. It's not going to be as good as Deer Valley or Snowbird that we have back home in Utah. But you go snow skiing in the morning and then surfing in the afternoon.
What a fun day that would
it
be.
It is. It really is. You know, it's an interesting interesting opportunity there. Hawaii's original name was the Sandwich Islands. It was named by Captain James Cook in 1778. He named it in honor of John Montague, catch this title, the 4th Earl of Sandwich. Now, see, you got Jimmy John's and Subway and all these sandwich shops.
Right.
How about the Earl of Sandwich?
Well, there is that chain.
That would be a... Is there really a
chain? There really is a chain, yeah. There's one of those in downtown... Disney Springs and Disney World.
Of course you would know that.
Yes. Well, and their sandwiches are very good.
John Montague was one of Cook's sponsors paying the bill. Now, sorry to bust the bubble, but pineapple is not native to Hawaii. Most historians think it came in the early 1800s, about 1813, from South America by the Spanish. One nice thing, have you ever gone like hiking in the jungles there in Hawaii?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You know, whenever you think of the tropics, the Philippines, Central America, wherever there's jungle, you think of these big anaconda. Mm-hmm. You know, or pythons. There are no snakes in Hawaii, except in the zoo.
Yeah, and they have no mosquitoes, if I remember right.
Uh-huh.
That's the best part.
No, this one I like, no billboards.
Yes.
No billboards, and what's really nice is no private beaches.
That's true.
Everything. You can go to some of the ritzy neighborhoods, residential neighborhoods, and there's always an access walkway through these $20 million homes.
Mm-hmm.
The beach up to the top waterline is public. And I think that's a great thing. Now, you know, right now it's a great time to be looking at Hawaii. Rates do vary by departure date, but we have talked on this show about a strategy. I call it secret airfares. The actual industry name is a tour operator fare. What am I talking about? Of course, you ask yourself that question on a daily basis.
Oh, yes.
What is Larry talking about? But when I talk about secret airfares or tour operator fares, mm-hmm. what am I referring to?
That is a company that packages. You can't book just the airfare alone. They use the regular airlines, but you have to package either a rental car or a hotel to go with it. But quite often, you can get the air and hotel for less money than just the airfare by itself.
Now, it's not just Hawaii. You had that example. You had a client wanting to go mm-hmm. to Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yes. Sao Paulo, Brazil, the lowest airfare with Delta was over $1,900. And by doing a tour operator fare with a two-night hotel that they will not be using, it dropped it down to just over $1,100 a person.
So
same flights.
$700-$800, same date, same mm-hmm. flights. You see this all the time. Now, you can get a hotel for your entire stay. You can get a car rental for your entire stay, but you don't have to. I think the minimum usually is about 2 days.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to use the hotel, we'll find the cheapest mm-hmm. hotel that we can possibly find. You have to pay for it, but you don't have to stay there. Well, look at this.
You don't have to check in.
You don't have to check in. I was looking at early January. Now, people say to me all the time, when is a really good time to go to Hawaii or Mexico or the Caribbean during our winter?
Mm-hmm.
And I find there's some windows. I think right now, coming up into November before Thanksgiving, is a pretty good time.
Yes.
There's that kind of 2 week period after Thanksgiving up to about the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th of December.
Mm-hmm.
And what surprises a lot of people is the first 2 weeks of January after the first weekend.
Yes.
I mean, if New Year's Day is like on a Wednesday or Thursday, people stay through that weekend.
Right.
But after that, for a week or two, there's a window. So I looked at 2022. I happened to pick January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great time to be visiting Hawaii. Catch this. Now, again, this is from Salt Lake City. And to our listeners throughout the western United States, also Texas and Florida, there'll be similar savings out of your home city. We simply just don't have time to mention every city. So we'll use Salt Lake as an example.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
6 days, 5 nights hotel. Your taxes and fees, with the exception of the evil resort fee, which can only be collected locally.
Right.
Round trip air. Hotel at a Sheraton hotel in Waikiki, the Princess Kailani, which I really like.
I do too.
It's right there on Kalakaua Avenue across the street from the beach.
Yes, great location.
$739. That's per person based on two traveling together.
It's a good deal.
I mean, John, I priced this out. It was over $1,300 to buy it separately. But together, $739. Now, I guess the question is, always shop price and value. I've stayed at the Hyatt Regency. Now, that's that's a great hotel.
I love that
It's about a half a block from the PK. And it is right on Kalakaua, across the street. It's at those twin towers. That one is it's an upcharge.
Yes.
Of just about $50 a day. $50 a day to move to a Hyatt Regency. To me, that's worth it.
It is.
It's shopping value, not just price. Now, there are some COVID entry requirements for Hawaii. In fact, the CDC has changed some requirements.
Yes, for Hawaii, and Hawaii's a little bit different. You have to go and upload your information into the Safe Travel app.
Now, what information are we talking about?
If you are vaccinated, you need to update your vaccination card. You actually send a copy of your vaccination
card. Like a JPEG, you have to upload. Okay.
Right, and you know, put where you're staying and all of that. If you are unvaccinated, you have to have a COVID test done within 72 hours of your departure, and it has to be from one of their authorized centers. And again, you upload all of that into that Safe Travels app. You can find all the information on their website, which is HawaiiCOVID19.com/travel.
All right. That's far too long for my brain. I actually did that. Hawaii.
COVID19.com/travel.
Okay. And now the CDC also has a requirement as far as if you go outside the United States. Hawaii is not affected here.
Right.
But, you know, you go to the Caribbean, to Europe, Mexico, you have a travel requirement for a negative COVID test. That it has been 3 days, within 3 days of your departure flight. But that's changed.
That is. If you are fully vaccinated, then that still is the policy, 72 hours prior to return. But if you are unvaccinated, it is 24 hours prior to your return flight. So
three days.
3 days if you're vaccinated.
And what's interesting, it's not 72 hours. It's 3 days, gives you some flexibility if you're up against the clock and your flight is delayed.
Yes.
But if you're unvaccinated, it's 24 hours.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
You know, one of the things you always want to do is check with your hotel or resort. Like in Mexico, most of the resorts will test you right there at the hotel. You want to check with them when you check in for that. Hey, you know, some interesting things happening in London. Everybody seems to be raising their prices. If a car or taxi or Uber drops you off at London's Heathrow Airport, there's a drop-off fee that you have to pay.
Yes.
£5. That's about $6. I wish I could lose 5 pounds.
Yes.
But that's another story. I say take the Heathrow Express. It's a train that just runs right into the terminals from downtown London. But they say they lost all these fees, passenger fees, concession fees, landing fees. So now, of course, they're doing what everybody does. Let's gouge them. When we come back, Italian flight attendants demonstrated in the most unique way ever, right here on The Travel Show. Welcome back to The Travel Show. Aloha, Maui, no ka oi. I'm Larry Gelwigs, the getaway guru, and I did get away. Today, I'm on the beautiful island of Maui. We've had great weather in the mid-80s. It chills down at night to about 70 degrees, bone chilling. And we, of course, welcome the Disney dog himself, John Potter, in studio, and Wendy Fracchia, Group Department Operations Manager for Morris Columbus Travel. Welcome to the show, Wendy.
Well, aloha.
Aloha. nice to have you back here. You know, we were talking earlier, we kind of teased the crowd there, John, that Alitalia, which was the proud but poorly run national airline of Italy.
Yes.
Bloated, overpaid, nepotism, and they filed for one bankruptcy after another. You know, they're a SkyTeam member, a Delta codeshare partner.
Yes.
And they finally bit the dust October 1st. I was sorry to see them go.
Yes.
But it was inevitable. It was just a bloated, bloated cost airline. Well, the new airline, there's a new Italian airline, ITA. Italia Transporto Airways.
Mm-hmm.
Adio. Anyway, they took to the skies last week. Now, Alitalia had over 10,000 employees worldwide. ITA Airways, the new Italian airline, they bought 52 of Alitalia's 110 airplanes, hired 2,800 people at reduced salaries because the salaries that they were paying, Alitalia could fill their planes every seat and couldn't pay the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Economically, it was a suicide contract.
Right.
Well, the former Alitalia flight attendants who did not get hired staged a protest. They went down to Campidoglio. It's a piazza or a square, actually redesigned by Michelangelo.
Okay.
To stage a protest. But they protested in a most unique way, something I hope you and Wendy never do.
Okay.
They took their clothes off.
I was just going to go there.
Yeah. I can't
don't
speak for Wendy.
Do it, Wendy.
I can't
don't
speak for Wendy,
it.
But I will not be participating.
No, 50 female flight attendants showed up, lined up, and took their clothes off and just stood there in their underwear.
Okay.
That is the now, this is not the way to protest.
I was going to say, what were they hoping to gain with that?
I don't know because the ship has sailed, the plane has flown. I also want to invite you to join me on my YouTube travel channel. We have so much fun. I've posted over 50 different travel videos. YouTube.com/getawayguru. YouTube.com/getawayguru. If you'll go to any one of my videos, simply click on the subscribe button. As soon as you do that, a little bell is going to show up on your screen. Just think of the Liberty Bell. And if you click on that, you'll have an option to turn on the notifications. Now, what that means, you're not going to get an email. You're not going to get a phone call or a text. But the next time that you sign in to YouTube, it'll say, hey, the Getaway Guru has posted a new video. And I'd love to have you join me. We have so much fun with this. I've been filming some Maui videos that you'll see in the coming weeks. YouTube.com/getawayguru. Now, Wendy, Group Department Manager for the new Morris Columbus Travel, John, one of our best agents, and we have a celebration, a way to celebrate the merger of Morris Murdoch Travel and Columbus Travel with some free Sky Miles. With some additional discounts. Now, discount number one, we talked about it earlier in the show, John, a absolute guaranteed air and hotel discount. You cannot buy it. I gave you that example of in January, 6 days, 5 nights at the Sheraton Princess Kailani, an airfare from Salt Lake City, $739. That, and if you buy them separately, it's about $1,300. So the first discount is a guaranteed air and hotel discount to celebrate this merger for qualifying packages in Hawaii, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Europe. What's going on?
All right. With Delta Vacations, if you have a Delta SkyMiles number, you have a choice to make. You can get up to 75,000 bonus miles added to your account. Now, that's in addition to the miles you're going to get for traveling.
So if I fly from my home city, El Paso, Las Vegas, Tampa, Salt Lake City, wherever, to, say, Hawaii, mm-hmm. I get whatever my Delta Sky Miles are.
Yes.
And then in top of that,
up to 75,000 bonus miles.
Up.
Now, if you'd rather have dollars off, which is the one I like, you can save. They will discount your package up to $350. The discounts in the Sky Miles is based on the cost of the trip, so it's kind of prorated. But that's a great way to do it. It was supposed to expire October 31st, and it has been extended to November 30th. So we still got time on this. If you do not have a Delta SkyMiles number, just go to Delta.com and sign up and take advantage of these discounts.
Wendy, that's one of the best values I've seen.
Okay, I'm over here doing the math because 75,000 bonus miles represents two domestic U.S. tickets.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you look at the value of that, I mean, that's amazing.
I booked a ticket on Delta using SkyMiles to San Diego, 11,000 miles.
Exactly.
I mean, that could be six or seven tickets, depending on where that you're going. Well, again, so we're not going to demonstrate the Italian way.
No.
But we are going to book the Morris Columbus way with the guaranteed discount up to 75,000 extra Delta SkyMiles are up to $350 off. When we come back, we are headed to Africa. Welcome back to hour number two of The Travel Show, the best 2 hours in radio. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru. Aloha from Maui. Yeah, that's where I am today at the beautiful Grand Wailea Resort right here on the Wailea Beach. Back in studio in Salt Lake City, John Potter and Wendy Fracchia of Morris Columbus Travel. As I said before, I like this arrangement. I travel, you people work. I don't know why we would ever want to change that. You know, we mentioned earlier, John, that special promotion that Norwegian Cruise Line extended exclusively to Morris Columbus Travel. It was set to expire yesterday, mm-hmm. but it's been extended to Tuesday, November the 2nd.
Yes, so for any Norwegian booking, we are going to, well, us.
New booking.
Yeah, new booking. Morris Columbus Travel and Norwegian Cruise Line is going to give you $100 on board credit.
Now, that's in addition to the free airfare for the second passenger,
right.
Third, fourth, or fifth person sale, free sharing your cabin, just pay the taxes, all the free at sea stuff, the open bar, the free Wi-Fi, the upscale dining, shore excursion, all of that's mm-hmm. included. But,
yes.
but what's exclusive is, Wendy, a $100 onboard credit, which is free money to spend on board for any new booking. Now, obviously, you don't have to sail by Tuesday.
No.
You simply have to book it.
That's right. For any cruise that is on the books.
That's right. Now, I mentioned that today, through the miracle of technology, I'm in Maui. We're actually 4 hours earlier than you folks. So what is it, about 12 noon, just past
yeah.
12 noon in Salt Lake? It's just past 8 o'clock in the morning.
So you're eating breakfast as we speak.
Thank you. Yes, I'll have some more macadamia nut pancakes, please.
I was just going to ask how much pineapple you've already consumed.
I love pineapple. I'll probably get cold sores from it. But we talked earlier, did you know that pineapple is not native to Hawaii?
I did know that.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot. I knew that.
Okay, tell me one or two things that each of you love to do, an activity, on the island of Maui.
Oh, I want to go first because my favorite thing to do is snorkel right off of the beach. You can just...
Right there at Wailea.
Right there. You can just walk off of your balcony, go down the sand, get in the water, put on your mask, and you're with the turtles. It blew me away the first time.
Yeah. You know, another good snorkel, and that's a great one. You can't do that at all the beach. Like Kanapali, there's
right.
not much... snorkeling, but at Wailea, you can get that. What I enjoy
right
doing
beach.
Is going out to the little island of Molokini.
Yes.
And you can
That's
go out
fun.
By Zodiac or Catamaran, and it's great snorkeling. They have a nice lunch on board. John, what do you like to do?
Well, you have to be a morning person. Luckily, I am. I like to go up to the top of Haleakala, watch the sunrise.
Oh, shut.
And
up.
Then ride bicycles down.
Shut the front door.
Oh, that is so much fun.
The Haleakala is a, we hope, dormant volcano.
Uh-huh.
It is a volcano, but we hope it's dormant.
I just like to say it.
Haleakala.
Haleakala.
And the sunrise or sunset. Now, you got to get up at like
two or three in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You know what's also interesting at Haleakala is they have the bicycle ride down.
Yes.
Now, my son does the bicycle ride up. He's a insane bicycler.
Yeah, I couldn't do that, but I can go down.
They drive you to the top, and then you come down. Just make sure you make the turns and the curves. You know, some other things is wintertime, November to about April, early May, is whale season.
And now, Maui is the best place to watch the whales.
Best place, like, right again, off the beach.
They're like jumping beans right there. Uh-huh. Now, here's what's interesting. That's the humpback whale.
Yes.
That's in these waters. Of course, the history of Lahaina as a whaling port. Those humpback whales are 25 to 40 tons.
Mm-hmm.
But they are only the fifth largest whale species. At 40 tons, like me getting off a cruise, go on as a passenger, come off as cargo, they're only the fifth largest. Let's play Stump the Dummy. What is the largest whale?
It's the blue whale, isn't
it? The blue whale. Very, very good. The blue whale weighs up to, are you ready for this? 200 tons.
Wow.
That's a lot of blubber.
That makes a splash when they breach.
Yes, it does. That's what sets off the tsunami. Anyway, it's great whale watch. You can stay right there from your hotel or from the beach. Some of the other things, I love to go down to Hana.
Mm-hmm.
It's, now, if you have any motion sickness, don't do it.
No, not at all.
Kathy and I counted 98 waterfalls. That was a couple days after a rain, driving down there. The sunset dinner cruise. They have a beautiful zip line there.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, there in Maui. Yes, it is great. One other thing I like to do is going to Eola Valley.
Oh, that is some great hiking.
Yeah, you know, they have the Eola Needle Lookout Trail. It's only four-tenths of a mile, less than half a mile, but beautiful, beautiful vistas. Now, on the island of Maui, you have these principal areas. In the, you have Lahaina, the old whaling port. There's really nothing to see in Kahului. That's where the ship will dock.
Yeah.
That's where the airport is. There's nothing to see there. But in Lahaina, that's an old whaling port. A lot of fun. The big banyan tree there. And by the way, you can get shave ice. Now, you know if someone is a local, it's shave ice.
Right.
The tourists call it shaved with a D. You know, rank amateurs.
That's a good tip.
There, and Kanapali. Now, that's just north of Lahaina. It's probably my favorite beach. It's so accessible.
It is. I love that beach.
Great for families. And then north of Kanapali, now we are in the northwest sector of the island, is Kapalua. That's a lot of golf up there, a lot of beautiful cliffs. Going to the southwest, Kihei and Wailea. That's where I am here in Wailea. And then, of course, Hana. Well, Maui. By the way, mark this down. In Paia, that's a little town on the water close to the airport, is absolutely, positively the best restaurant in all of Maui. No, you will not be eating there, John.
Okay.
Seafood? Mama's Fish House.
Yeah, I won't be there.
Oh, my goodness. Becky. I've lost my mind.
Well, it isn't a why.
I wanted a nickname for the show, but I don't know if Becky's it.
Wendy, John's favorite seafood is a T-bone.
Okay.
Very, very good. Okay. You know, people ask me all the time. And let me ask you, Becky, Wendy, whoever you are, what's your favorite place? If you could go to a place you've been or the place you want to go to, just a favorite place.
You know, the last international place I went to before the lockdown with the pandemic was
California.
London. Actually, it was Los Angeles. And I've never been there enough to fully feel like I've explored it. So I'm going to go to London you put me on the spot.
A statement attributed to Winston Churchill, but he never made it. It was made by Samuel Johnson. He said, "When a man is tired of London, he is tired of life."
Oh, okay. I can get that.
That's right. Okay. John, other than Disney, a favorite place?
Oh, it would have to be Paris and down to Normandy. I loved Normandy. Absolutely beautiful.
That, did you go to the cemetery?
Oh, absolutely.
That's, yes. That is a humbling experience.
Very humbling.
So many of them were 18 and 19-year-old boys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my favorite. I just love that whole area.
Yeah. People ask me that question, and I can't give a single answer. Since I'm the host of the show, I can do that. But it depends on the purpose of the trip.
Absolutely.
If it's for just sheer, absolute physical beauty that overloads the senses, it's Polynesia, French Polynesia, Tahiti. For something exotic, exciting, different, wonderful people, where I would live, if it weren't for my kids and grandkids, is Thailand. For history, Europe and the Middle East. For adventure, the Serengeti, the Masai Mara, the Great Migration. There is an event. It's a National Geographic event. It only happens in Tanzania and Kenya in Africa. It's called the Great Migration. There's nothing like it in the world. I've been on safaris all over Africa. And this event, which is only July, August, and September, cannot be compared to any other part of Africa or the world. You have 1.5 million wildebeests on the move, 500,000 zebras. And Kenya is far better than Tanzania. Now, here's something interesting, John. You know, I take one or two groups to Africa every year.
Mm-hmm.
So my group last August, we fly nonstop from Salt Lake to Amsterdam and then nonstop Amsterdam to Nairobi.
Yes.
And I'm walking through the Amsterdam airport. You'll never guess who I ran into.
Wendy
Becky, whoever
she
is. She
was coming back as you was going.
She was coming back.
We were
back.
Literally crossing
and
paths.
And I go, Wendy, you know.
I think I saw you first.
You did. And she was decked out in the full costume of a Maasai warrior.
Oh, I can just picture it
now. It was interesting. It was very,
the blonde Maasai.
Yes, and the big
Hoop earrings.
Uh-huh. But there's nothing like it. In Kenya, there are 50 game parks. The foremost, and none of them have fences.
No.
And the four most important are Amboseli, Old Pajeta, Samburu, and the Serengeti up there on the Maasai Mara. The Mara means spotted plain. The Maasai are a tribe. But I'll have more about Africa later in the show. But when we come back, Wendy, Becky, Frackia, whoever you are, we'll be talking about the British Isles. Aloha, and welcome to the Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, and today I'm in Maui. Yes, on the island of Maui, where 3 hours earlier than the Pacific coast, 4 hours earlier than mountain time, and for our listeners in Florida, I'm 6 hours. Yeah, you're enjoying the football games today. Well, it's just a beautiful day here in Maui, and I'm here with a large group. You know, a big business for Morris Columbus Travel is called incentive travel, where companies will use travel to incentivize or reward their best clients, their best employees. And we're here with 500 people. Of course, we have staff from Morris Columbus Travel. 500 people, John, at the Grand Wailea, right here at Wailea Beach. And we have a beautiful, just a beautiful activities for them. And it's a national insurance company.
Oh, great.
And they brought their best brokers who have performed well and have earned this trip. And it's party time, activities, and you could just stay at the Grand Wailea.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's like I don't even want to leave this resort.
Well, there's a movie. It's called...
Forever Strong.
No.
Okay.
There's an Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston movie called Just Go With It, and it was filmed at the Grand Wailea. And so if you want to see what Larry is seeing, watch that movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing. In fact, if you join my YouTube travel channel, youtube.com/getawayguru, you'll be seeing exactly what I'm seeing. We'll be posting some videos there. I'm joined today by Wendy Frackia, Group Department Operations Manager for Morris Columbus Travel. Of course, John Potter, who's with us every week, one of the great agents at Morris Columbus Travel. And Carlos Fita, who normally joins us, he is in the Galapagos Islands with a travel show listeners group. Yeah, we do offer some travel show listeners group and have a lot of fun with it. Well, Wendy, welcome back to the travel show.
Thank you. Thank you. Aloha again. I am incredibly jealous. As the weather gets colder here, Hawaii is calling for sure.
It is. Of course, I spend most of my time down on Muscle Beach working out with the boys. You have, I mean, so many exciting tours, MME tours. That's for Morris Murdoch Escorted Tours. Eventually, we'll have one website. You know, Morris and Columbus just merged. We're now Morris Columbus Travel. Eventually, we'll have one toll-free number. We'll have one website, but until we get there, continue to work with your Columbus or Morris agent that you have, and there's separate websites.
We're all going to get you hooked up.
Yeah, columbusvacations.com and MME Tours. That stands for Morris Murdoch Escorted Tours. But you were talking to me before I left for Hawaii about this really unique trip to the British Isles.
Well, we are in, you know, Ireland being a separate island than the type that you're on right now, but it is still one that people love to see, and with all the lore and the history there. And so we've actually got two different ways to come to this area, whether it be a land tour in April. But the British Isle Cruise, we've got this fantastic deal that we really need to remind people that it's time to start looking at next summer and unique experiences. And we've got this British Isle Cruise with BYU professor Anthony Sweat, who is a fantastic teacher, person, artist. I can go on forever, call me, and I'll tell you all you need to know about him. But this cruise is round trip from Amsterdam, and we've packaged it with a pre-night hotel so you can see a little bit of Amsterdam. We've talked about that when we were talking about our Tulips cruise that we have. Amsterdam has got some fantastic things to offer, but it's a great jumping off place for this cruise that's going to go down to Ireland and to Scotland and to England. And just some of these places that I think are so near and dear and comfortable to many travelers.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the itinerary. You're with Royal Caribbean Cruises. You'll have a day in Amsterdam. What, you know, the things I love in Amsterdam, of course, the tulips and the windmills, but I'm not swearing here, going to the Dam Square. I mean, that's the name of it.
That's
you
the
know?
Name.
And the Anne Frank House is very, very moving. Mm-hmm.
And what's great is, you know, we do have that time there. So you can go to a museum. You can go to Anne Frank's house. You can do some of those things before the cruise.
Yeah.
And since it ends also in Amsterdam, you can decide to stay there. We just want to get you there a day early to make sure you don't miss the ship.
Don't miss the ship.
Don't miss the ship.
Well, you're
going to
be going through Scotland and Ireland and both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. There's two different, I'll call them countries.
Right.
Northern Ireland, still part of the UK, and Ireland, part of the EU. And to Dover, the White Cliffs of Dover. So you'll visit the Netherlands, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Ireland, and England. The time of year is perfect.
It is a wonderful time to go. I think the beginning of June, a lot of people think you're getting out for your early summer, whether it's a graduation or just a time to go. But it's before, I think, things get really crowded in Europe. And again, next summer, things are going to start building up again to the tourism level it was prior to 2020. But I don't think it's going to be there yet. So we can still take advantage of these sites without them being overwhelmed.
You know, some years ago, I was the keynote speaker at a international conference in London, and it was the British Hotel Managers Association, massive conference, and they asked me to speak about how to connect with the North American market, and the title of my remarks was America is still part of the empire, meaning we have an affinity towards all things British. Now, speaking of all things British, you're going to have some fun. You know, on the cruise, all your meals are included. But there are some interesting foods and dishes that are native to Ireland, Scotland, and the UK. Tell me if you've heard of these. Toad in a hole. Toad in a hole is a very traditional English dish. It's sausages in Yorkshire pudding, usually served with onion gravy and vegetables. So toad in a hole. How about this one? Bubble and squeak.
Oh, my goodness.
Bubble and squeak. It's fried leftovers of like a roast beef, any roast pork. You take all the leftovers. It's a very popular dish from rationing in World War II, and it's still popular today. You take the vegetables, the potatoes. It's almost like an English stir fry. Well, you'll enjoy Toad in the Hole and Bubble and Squeak on the British Isles cruises at mmetours.com. We come back. We're traveling the world. And welcome back to the Travel Show. I am your Hawaiian beach boy, Larry Gelwicks. Yes, I'm on the island of Maui today. Maui no ka oi, which in Hawaiian is Maui is the best. A little Maui wowie for my lunch today. Joined by John Potter and Wendy Frack here in studio back in Salt Lake City. And I'll be back home next Saturday for the Travel Show. And because we have this remote location, unfortunately, we can't take your calls today. I apologize for that, because you really are the best part of the show. We talked last segment with Wendy Frackia, Group Department Operations Manager for Morris Columbus Travel, about that exciting British Isles. And you have an interesting twist on the price.
Well, one of the great things about going with groups is our special pricing that we do get. And because we booked this group so long ago, we've got an amazing balcony value right now that our package that includes the pre-night in Amsterdam with transfers and the touring we're going to do there is better than what you can buy a regular balcony for right now just for the cruise itself. So that is a tremendous value. We talk a lot about how great it is to have a balcony, and especially on a 12-night cruise. So, again, it's just a wonderful value that we want people to take advantage of while it's still available. Of course, you know, these are limited under contract. But, yeah, we would love to have y'all come with that and take advantage of a great value. And I was just laughing, Larry. I was looking at the itinerary, and I'm like, with your special talent on the radio and everything you do, I wonder how many times you've kissed the Blarney Stone.
Well, listen, I have kissed the Blarney Stone so many times. Mark Falmo, that's at Blarney Castle, just outside of Cork, Ireland. Now, the tradition is that if you kiss the Blarney Stone, you get the gift of gab. Mark Falmo said, if that's true, Larry made out with the Blarney Stone.
And I'm believing that.
Thank you very much.
Every day. That's a highlight. I'm looking forward to going and partaking in
I
that
wonder,
tradition.
Are you going to kiss it during the COVID season? Or maybe wipe your lips?
I will have my disinfectant close at hand.
Thank you very much. You know, it's so much fun to travel around the world, and words mean different things. You go to New Zealand, you want ketchup on your hamburger, you have to ask for tomato sauce, you know. And we talked about a bubble and squeak, toad in a hole, different words for foods. Well, it's what I call lost in translation. These are actual signs that when people in foreign countries who do not speak English as their native language have translated something into English. Here's just a few of them.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
At a Copenhagen airline ticket office, we take your bags and send them in all directions. Swiss restaurants. Our wines will leave you nothing to hope for. This one I like. A hotel elevator in Paris. Tell me what you think they were trying to say. Please, please, please leave your values at the front desk. Now, what do you think they're trying to say?
Leave your valuables.
Please leave your values at the front desk when you're traveling in Paris.
I could see how people get confused with that one.
Yeah, at a Tokyo hotel, please bathe inside the tub. All right. Here's a hotel in Japan. You are invited to take advantage of the chambermaid.
Sure, that's not in the red light district in Amsterdam?
Yeah. Dry cleaners in Thailand. Drop your trousers here for best results. That is a...
There's an invitation.
There is an invitation. Just a couple more. At a Budapest zoo, please do not feed the animals. If you have any suitable food, give it to the guard on duty. And let's see... A Hong Kong dentist, teeth extracted by the latest Methodists.
Okay.
Why not the Lutherans or Presbyterians? Here's a really fun one. It's a story that was reported in the national media. Products and names have they're translated in different languages. For example, I'm talking about China. Pepsi, the cola drink, has a slogan, "Come alive." You're in the Pepsi generation. The translation got a little messed up when it went to China, and it was translated. Now, remember, come alive, you're in the Pepsi generation, was translated into Chinese. Pepsi will bring your dead ancestors back to life.
Wow, that's a strong drink.
That's a big claim right now.
Have you ever had produced chicken? You don't see them too much, but in the Midwest and East Coast, pretty great chicken restaurant. They have a slogan, "It takes a strong man to make a tender chicken." Well, it came out a little different in Spanish. It came out, "It takes a viral man to make a chicken affectionate." Like, what's going on at this restaurant? Well, here's the best one. In the early 1990s, Airbus, you know, Boeing and Airbus, the two big aircraft manufacturers, they had a recognition problem in China. This story was told by John Lethe, who was the chief commercial officer for Airbus. They were trying to sell their planes. And they'd sold a few, but they just couldn't break into the Chinese market. Now, one thing about meeting with Chinese, they meet in large rooms. There's a lot of people. And if the meeting is scheduled from 9 to 10, at 10 a.m., finished or not, they will get up and leave. That's the way they do it. Well, they had the meeting. It was scheduled for 60 minutes. They're explaining why Airbus is a great airline. And they stood up, the Chinese. And through the translator, the chairman of the Chinese airline, through the translator, thanked Mr. Leahy for his visit, but said they wouldn't need his product. They said Leahy was told that the airline, now remember, this is Airbus. The Chinese airline said, "Well, we are installing jetways. We will not need any of your buses." And they didn't buy any for years and years because they thought Airbus was a bus to take you to the stairs to go up to it. Yes. Well, mistranslation. For best results, just listen to the travel show. Okay, I've got a question for you. One of the most exciting programs that I do every year, we always have a large number of travel show listeners, is a Pacific Coast cruise. We leave from Vancouver, and what's nice, John, is we spend the whole day in Victoria Island.
Yes, instead of four hours.
And why is that so important?
Well, you've got the Bouchard Gardens that you can see in the daylight. You've got the beautiful downtown area, Chinatown, all kinds of fun things. When you're there on an Alaska cruise, you're there for 4 hours in the evening.
You get in at 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
Leave at midnight.
It's a legal technical stop.
Yeah.
They have to stop outside the United States. So it's boom, boom.
There is so much to do in Victoria. I love the day.
The Bouchard Gardens, which is 55 acres. There's nothing like it in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you come on the last cruise, you see, as you said, the flowers under floodlights. Yeah. Here, we spend the day there, Wendy. And then we go down to the marina, the Parliament Building, the iconic Empress Hotel. So we sail from Vancouver and spend the day in Victoria and then follow that rugged Pacific Northwest coast to Astoria, Oregon. Now, that gives a whole new meaning, John, when I say up the river without a paddle.
It really does, yes. You're on the river. You're not on the ocean.
You're on the Columbia River. This is Lewis and Clark country, some of the most heavily forested country and geography in the United States. We spend the day there. A lot of movies have been shot there.
Oh, yes.
And then come out, take a hard left rudder, Wendy, and down and sail right under the Golden Gate Bridge to my hometown, San Francisco. Now, I do all the tours. I do the commentary. I'll take you. I'll show you my San Francisco. We'll cross the Golden Gate Bridge, get into Golden Gate Park, Chinatown. I'll take you into the neighborhoods and tell you the history and the story behind it. But here's what's cool, Wendy. 2 days in San Francisco.
Well, I'm sure you could spend a lot more than that. So thank goodness for 2 days.
That's right. With the ship overnights at the cruise terminal, which is halfway between the ferry building and Pier 39. And then we come out and we follow the coastline past Santa Cruz, Monterey, Big Sur, into Los Angeles. Now, the dates on this are September 25th to October 2nd. By the way, let's go through the prices right now. Mm-hmm. The lead price actually went up about $30 since last week.
It did, yes.
What are we looking at for a one-week cruise?
$520 per person. Now, your taxes and airfare is additional.
Yeah, but, you know, we've always talked about shop value, not just price.
Right.
An ocean view, which will have a window,
mm-hmm.
is about another $5 a day, Wendy. Is it worth $5 to have a window?
I think it is. I would do it.
Yeah. Now, once you go balcony, you'll never go back. So an inside is $520. The ocean view, just $562. I still like the balcony for $806.
Absolutely.
It's a full one-week cruise. Now, you have to add your taxes. Again, I will be your personal host and tour guide on this. So here's my question. We always take a very nice group, a fairly large group of people, 80 to 100 people come with me, and that's a perfect size. But it never really starts selling until April or May.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have about 20-something people on it. I have no worries about it. But every year I go through this, and it's kind of nerve-wracking, Wendy. What is it about this cruise that people want to wait until April or May, and the prices will go up? What's going on?
I think a lot of people think, oh, the last-minute deals. This is going to be a last-minute deal. It's a repositioning cruise. This year, I don't think it's going to happen because they have not done this cruise in 3 years because of the pandemic. There's a pent-up demand, so I would book it early or you'll be disappointed.
We have so much fun. Again, I do all the tours myself on this. By the way, last week we talked about San Francisco, and I got a text from Jenny in Rock Springs, Wyoming, saying, "The sourdough bread, you talk too fast, Larry. I couldn't write them down." So I will speak slowly. Bodine. How was that, Jenny? Was that slow enough? Anyway, the three best sourdough breads. I like, my favorite is at Tartan Bakery. It's out in the Mission District, Tartine. The New York Times reviewed their sourdough bread and said, quote, "As bread recipes go, it's nearly perfect." And then I like Acme. It's cooked on a hearth. And just an incredible crunch to it. And the Bodine, going back to 1849. So Tartan, Acme, and Bodine, and Jenny in Rock Springs, thank you for your text. When we come back, we have more of The Travel Show. Aloha and mahalo from the beautiful island of Maui. That's where I am today, having a wonderful time here. at the Grand Wailea Resort on the beach at Wailea. And we're looking at a high of about 86 degrees today. Yes, I will be on the beach. And you'll have to put the sunglasses on for the glare off the white body. No, it really is beautiful here. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru, joined by Wendy Frackia and John Potter with Morris Columbus Travel, the sponsor of the travel show. Now, of course, Morris Columbus is the result of a recent merger of Morris Murdoch Travel and Columbus Travel. Eventually, we'll have a single toll-free telephone number, a single website. But, Wendy, we're not quite there yet.
Getting closer
every
day.
We're getting close. So until that time, continue to call the Morris Murdoch or Columbus number that you are familiar with. And if you're not familiar with, you can Google it and find your nearest office. And as far as websites for the escorted tours, the Morris Murdoch Escorted Tours is simple to remember, mmetours.com. The Columbus Vacations and Tours, John, that's simple to remember.
Yes, Columbus Vacations with an S on the end, .com.
Again, at one point we'll have all of that back together. One other thing I want to mention about San Francisco, again, that incredible cruise. Come join me on that. I mean, we fly up to Vancouver. You can go early and, you know, Stanley Park, drive up to Whistler. I remember a drive I made up to Whistler a few years ago. And I was going up. That's where the Olympics were held. It's a very short drive from Vancouver. And I had a day to kill, so I was enjoying Vancouver. And I'm driving up there, and there is this big sign near a small town. It was like a billboard. It said, "Do not stop. Do not get out of your car. Bear country." And it had this picture of a grizzly. Do you want to guess what I did?
Stopped and got out.
I stopped and got out of my car.
Took a picture of the sign.
There was no question.
Yeah. Here, bear. Here, bear. I mean, you know, to me, my wife, Kathy, follows all rules exactly. She's a wonderful woman. To me, most rules are suggestions, you know, and we'll weigh their efficacy. But anyway, it's a wonderful cruise. When you're in San Francisco, everybody wants to ride the cable car. And here's my suggestion. Don't buy a ticket.
Just jump on?
No. Well, yes, but I said don't buy a ticket. You see, a one-way ticket on the cable car is $8. There used to be 23 different routes. Now there are, well, you might call them three. One from Ghirardelli Square, one near Fisherman's Wharf, and they converge together and go down to past Union Square to Market Street. That is a north-south run. And then there's the east-west on California Street up to Van Ness. And so I guess you have three routes. But it's one way is $8. So, John, do the math. You're staying maybe at the Fisherman's Wharf area. You want to go down to Union Square, Chinatown, and then come back, $16. You can buy an all-day pass. It's called a visitor passport for $13. Now, you have to buy it on your app. Mm-hmm. It's $13, and it's good for all three methods of transportation, public transportation, in the city. The cable car, the street cars or trolley cars, they're all 1930 retro Italian street cars. And they run on electric current. The cable car has an underground cable that pulls it. So you have the cable car, the street cars, and the Muni bus, M-U-N-I, short for municipal bus. It's just the bus system. You can go anywhere for $13 a day. You can also buy 3 and 7 day passports. Just Google Muni visitor passport, and you'll get where you can buy it on your app. That's why I say don't buy a ticket. Certainly don't just jump on. But it is so much. Oh, it's to hang on the side. It is so much fun to do that. Now, John, we want to remind our listeners there's a Morris Columbus special with Norwegian Cruise Lines that expires on Tuesday.
Yes. Book a new Norwegian cruise by Tuesday. We're going to give you $100 onboard credit. And then you still get all of the free at sea options as well.
That's the free airfare, the specialty dining. When we say specialty dining, Wendy, it's upscale dining. There's plenty of included options.
Oh, yes.
But it's an upscale. I think of Cagney Steakhouse. It's a Ruth's Chris wannabe.
I like the smaller dining rooms. Sometimes it's fun to do the big dining rooms, but then sometimes it's nice to go into the smaller, more restaurant atmospheres.
Yes. And they have a variety of restaurants, upscale Mexican, Italian, seafood, steakhouses, all of that. So you have the free at sea. I really like the free airfare for the second passenger.
Yes.
But if you book a new booking with a Morris Columbus travel office, no later than Tuesday, an extra $100 is going to be thrown.
Free money.
Yeah. And you can make a refundable deposit on NCL.
Yes, you can. Fully refundable until 120 days prior to sailing.
And for those of you in the Salt Lake, Utah area, when we go to the airport, as I did a few days ago, where do I always park?
Park and Jet.
Why?
It is the best service. They're locally owned. They pick you up right at your car. You don't schlep your bags to the nearest bus stop. And what I discovered when I flew back from Alaska, the bus line to get to the parking lot was like 3 miles long.
Halfway to Logan.
I walked through that line, got on the Park and Jet shuttle, and I was at my car before those people were even on the bus.
Park and Jet, you know, it's locally owned. You can get a free car wash. They'll pick you up right at your car. Park and Jet. And if you go to the ColumbusVacations.com website, scroll to the bottom, and for parking, you get a 20% discount. By the way, if you forget to print the discount, just tell them you want the Columbus Travel discount, and they'll give it to you. Well, that's it from Maui. I'll be back in studio in Salt Lake next week. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, John. And we'll welcome Carlos back right here on The Travel Show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.